Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Next wide receiver Antonio Brown, plus safeties Jordan Whitehead and Antoine Winfield Jr., attending the team's informal workout yesterday. Head coach Bruce Arians saying it's still to be determined if any of the three will play Sunday. There is no doubt quarterback Tom Brady is going to be out there extending his record 10th Super Bowl start. This is TB12's first appearance in the big game without his former head coach Bill Belichick. Now, if you thought Brady would be negative or even bitter about the Patriots head coach, you'd be wrong.
And I'm just incredibly grateful for, what he's meant in my life as a coach. And he was everything you could ask for as a player. And, I love my time. I had two incredible decades there. And, my football journey took me to a different place. And I certainly could never have accomplished the things in my career without his support and his teaching and incredible coach and mentor for me. And I've had a lot of those in my career, but obviously he's at the top of the list.
Brady, of course, is going up against stars like Tyrann Mathieu and Chris Jones on the field, but the man behind that Chiefs scheme is defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. He was the Giants' defensive coordinator in Super Bowl 42 when New York prevented Brady and the Pats from going undefeated. Spagnuolo says Brady's intellect is what sets him apart from every quarterback.
He's a step ahead of everything. I mean, every film clip that you put on, you know, he's putting their guys in the right defense. That's always the challenge when you go against what I call a cerebral quarterback, and we know Tom is like that. He has total control. He gets them out there in time to change things. We're going to have to be really good on the back end, not to show him things, or as we say, don't let him read our mail. Because if he can read our mail, he knows exactly what to do.
As for the other signal caller in this game, the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes has two elite pass catchers to throw to, including the playoffs. Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill have 8,770 combined receiving yards since 2018. That's the most by a teammate duo over a three-season span in NFL history. Mahomes telling us the secret to their success.
Yeah, I think what makes each of them great really complements the other well. The fact that Tyreek can beat man coverage, catch over the top, be able to make big plays happen, opens up the middle of the field for Travis. And so to be able to have guys that complement each other so well and individually are such great talents, I think it what makes them such a dynamic duo and a group of guys that I'm glad that are on my team.
25,000 fans will see Super Bowl 55 live in person Sunday. There will also be 30,000 cutouts in the stands. NFL Network has you covered all week long with stellar coverage featuring a roster of more than 45 on-air personalities with a combined 18 Super Bowl rings live from Tampa with the latest on the Chiefs, Bucks, and Super Bowl 55. In other news from around the league, NFL Network's Tom Pelissero is reporting the Falcons aren't expected to trade quarterback Matt Ryan this offseason. Atlanta has not had any trade conversations about Ryan or their star wide receiver Julio Jones. The Dolphins promoting Eric Studsville and George Godsey to be co-offensive coordinators next season in Miami. While the Saints hired former Seahawks defensive coordinator Chris Richard as their new DB's coach, the former Seattle and Dallas assistant takes the spot previously held by Aaron Glenn. And the incredible guest list just continues on Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys will be joined by Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Theismann, Saints head coach Sean Payton, Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith, and a pair of standout rookies from this season, CeeDee Lamb and Chase Young. You won't want to miss that as our Super Bowl coverage continues. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.